Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
This is Rebecca Turner, and thank you for listening to the Good Things Podcast here on Super Talk Mississippi.
It's Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour.
Well, I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come.
You're listening to Good Things with Rebecca Turner.
Well, I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come.
Bringing you the good stories of Mississippi's people, places, and things to do. Now, here's Rebecca.
Good afternoon, Super Talk Mississippi. You're tuned into your radio happy hour. That's the Good Things. I'm your host, Rebecca Turner. Now, don't you forget, you can listen to Good Things. We are streaming live over at supertalk.fm. We're also streaming from that Super Talk Mississippi app. We hope you've downloaded that. You can always find us, too, on your local Super Talk Mississippi radio station. But don't forget to watch us. We're on your computer, your mobile device. All you got to do is go to Super Talk TV. We say it all the time here, too, though. The best way to stay in touch with this show is over on the Good Things Facebook group. And we are starting a delicious debate today because, as you see, if you're over at Super Talk TV, I have my nice cup of coffee. But you know what I'm missing right now?
What's that?
I am missing a donut, whether it's glazed or not, iced or not, sprinkled or not, a hole I would take. But it goes great with a hot cup of coffee, particularly in the afternoon. And today is National Donut Day. I think every day could be National Donut Day, and not a narrow one of us would complain, because you're either going to have an excuse to partake in your favorite breakfast dessert, let's be honest what it is, or you're just not going to go for it because that's just not your thing, and that's fine. I understand not being like the biggest fan of donuts, in terms of if you had an option between donuts or something else, you may not take the donut, you may take something else. But I don't know if there's many of us out there who just don't like donuts of some kind.
I mean, there are certain types of donuts that I don't prefer over others.
Right. That's in anything.
Even then, if somebody just hands it to me and I trust them, I'm probably not going to turn down just about any type of donut.
It's hard to do. It is really hard.
Like, I'm not a huge fan of filled donuts. It could be strawberry filling, cherry filling, cream filling, blueberry. Not the biggest fan of filled donuts. But if you walked in and handed me a filled donut, I would be most appreciative.
I can't hurt her feelings. Might as well just, the Lord said, Rhino needs donuts today and it's filled. I will take it. I know for many, though, who are trying to like be more health conscious, and it's not as bad as it used to be in terms of break rooms. You may have used that excuse over and over, but if the Lord is showing you donuts every day in the break room, at some point we're going to have to start skipping the donuts if you're going to meet your goals. But really, though, they tend to be like the fun thing. They tend to be something that you don't do every day. You're not buying for the house to have like there on hand, which makes them so special and like fun to get. And a lot of you have created these weekly sort of donut stops. Usually it's on a Friday, or if you got something fun to do that day, you remember when you would stop by the donut shop, you would grab your holes or your glazed or your whatever and a chocolate milk or not, and be on your way. For me, growing up, it was just a weekend thing. And even then, it had to be like we were going somewhere out and passing that particular donut shop there on Terry Road, if you all know where that's at. And I got half dozen glazed holes, half dozen chocolate holes, and a chocolate milk. And that was my order until the time that I was, gosh, that would still be my order if I was to go in and just have like a donut order in this way, which is funny, with no prompting. My oldest is a donut hole preferer. Now, she likes donuts. Again, she's like, Rhino, you present her with a free donut and there's not options. She hasn't met a donut yet that she's going to turn down. But if she can make the request, and now that I know it, she is a donut hole girl versus like the whole donut kind of thing. Did you like the holes growing up?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a preference over glazed or chocolate?
I don't even think chocolate donut holes were a thing around my neck of the woods growing up. We just had glazed. And I liked the glazed because growing up, that fit in your hand. And it was the perfect size. Felt like when you're a little kid, mm-hmm. a donut can be a bit much to manage and still try to mm-hmm. not be messy. especially if it's filled or if it's got toppings on it or something.
Here's a fun fact about National Donut Day. The origins actually began during World War I, which I feel like they were doing national days back in World War I. Like, we make fun of so many of them now because it feels like every...
Well, they had to start somewhere.
They had to start somewhere. I just felt like maybe there are better things going on during World War I that you would...
What's the joke about A1 steak sauce? Because it was developed like right smack dab in the middle of the Civil War.
It was, wasn't... Yeah, like all
you
these
know what
folks,
we need right about now? An excellent steak sauce.
And I guess everything's got its origin story.
Well, it's because looking back on history, mm-hmm. we condense history down to the high point so that we can digest it. But in reality, life moves on, mm-hmm. the world keeps spinning, and big events happen, and those are the events that we remember. But a big portion of the population still goes through their day-to-day life with some changes, obviously, because of the war effort. But it's still... You had a lot of people that woke up every morning, went to work, went home, made supper, went to bed, rinse and repeat, even though there was a war going on around the world.
Correct. And I guess without the good and the bad and the ugly of like the media being more connected, you only saw what you got in the newspapers. Like there wasn't even TV. Was there TV back in World War I?
No.
No.
You had radio.
You had radio. So like that was
still,
your, yeah.
That was a luxury at that point.
So in 1917, a group of women were sent to the front lines in France by the Salvation Army. Women would be tied to donuts. And they were directed to set up field bases near the front lines to try to boost morale amongst the troops. Who wouldn't want donuts during that time? And that's kind of how it all began. They started the Salvation Army donut, and the story has it donuts were cooked inside the helmets of the troops, dubbing them as doughboys, which was a standard term used for donut. And then, yeah, the donut lazies, lazot. You know, I can't say that. You can't. I mean, I do good with English, Rhino. So how do you pronounce that? Lassies in French.
One more time.
Lassies.
Laissez.
Sure, we use them. Why didn't they put Z's there? That would be laissez. Made it so Lizzie? Much Lizzie. Is that ladies?
I don't think so.
I don't know, but it's what they said. Are said to be the reason we have National Donut Day today. So thank you, Lizzie's.
Oh, no. It's lassies.
Oh. Well, I didn't know. I didn't know from the beginning.
Like the plural of lass. I was trying to get the spelling, and I was like, Lizzie, that...
Well, what's
I'm
lassies?
Missing something here. Is there a Z in their spelling?
No!
Okay,
L-A-S-S-I-E-S. What's
yeah, I remember it's been 2 decades since I took any French, so.
So you are clearly doing better than me. So I am.
But it's
I
not
am,
even French. It's lassies. It's English.
Oh, it is.
Lad and lass, and then the plural is lads and lasses, but it's lassies.
Oh, I'm glad we have day jobs. I am so glad I am not the one going back to school. Okay, so. Donut lassies.
There you go.
Were so. What is this like? Is it? What does it mean?
Plural for lass.
Okay, we'll just move on. And they're the reason.
I said it. Lads and lasses.
I know that. Ladies. Okay, so it wasn't the ladies. It was the fact that the boys were doughboys. Were that the donuts were?
Well,
given to.
At that point in time, lady was like a like that was a higher element of woman.
Mm-hmm. Donuts, World War I, that's all you need to know. June 7th, National Donut Day. Thanks to the donut lassies of our day.
Because they weren't quite lords and ladies, they were just lassies.
Got it. Not really. But I appreciate... It's Friday, and it fell on a donut day. I do appreciate, too, it's my sister-in-law's anniversary. Happy anniversary, Leanne, if you're listening. And she forewent a cake, a traditional cake, on her wedding, and she did the full donut, wall donut, like a donut
mound. I'm unfamiliar with a donut wall.
I'm sounds not like familiar with a lassie.
Right up my alley.
Well, it is. It's like pegboards. It's like a wall. And then they put all the different kinds of pretty donuts. Now, we're talking about bougie donuts. It's not. Now, they do it like they used to do back in the day with, well, we'll probably still do in the day with, like, good booze first. And once you get drunk off that, they start slipping you the cheat stuff. So you put the boozy, or not the boozy, the bougie donuts on the wall. So they're pretty and they're great for the picture. And then you just have the plain glaze to sort of do the filler for everybody else, because if you've got the kind of cash to feed 100 folks bougie donuts, then you're on a different level, because some things get real expensive real fast. But they're beautiful. I mean, they're each one is like a piece of art. They can have all kinds of flakings and sort of kind of like a cake, like how a cake sort of takes shape and has all the difference to it. The donuts do. Anyway, it's a wall, and so you go up and you just help yourself to donuts off of a pegged wall that are beautiful, and then cheers to the bride and groom. They split donuts instead of cake. And I am literally, they've been married 5-6 years now, something like that. 5 years now. And it's today years old to know that it connected to National Donut Day. I don't even know if she knows that. I should probably let her know. But either way, it was a cool idea. And there you go. She's got it to remember forever. All right, stick with this. We got more for you coming up next.
Rogers Dev Chevrolet.
Upbeat, positive, and stories that make you smile. This is Good Things with Rebecca Turner on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm.
Back to Good Things, streaming live over at supertalk.fm, also streaming from that Supertalk Mississippi app. And of course, you can always find us too on your local Supertalk Mississippi radio station. And don't forget to watch us. We are on your computer, your mobile device. Just head on over to Supertalk TV over on the Good Things Facebook group. You'll find the list of the best donut shops here in Mississippi. If you've got a favorite, you can go and add yours to the running total there. I love it when you talk about the local ones. Yes, the Krispy Kremes and all of that are pretty delicious and easy to find. But there's a lot of those like local donut shops that are just around the corner. They're family owned and operated. Man, they are up at the crack of dawn to make you your donuts and all your other sort of coffees and goodies that you look forward to. When I do stop to get the girls a donut treat, on mornings before the school, I love seeing the groups of folks who are in there, usually construction workers or, people who would just have to be up early, and they're having their coffee, they're getting a start to their day, they're chit-chatting with people, and it's like a whole nother world who kind of meets and greets and chat-chats. Old men, too. You guys are kind
of the order of the silver hair.
I love it.
Meeting to solve all the world's problems.
Like before the sun rises over a donut or a hot biscuit, a sausage biscuit, and a cup of coffee.
I can't start my day until I have my cup of donut.
Making them at home, though, I think what some of you enjoy doing, Dwayne and Brandon share that you can make them out of biscuits, and you said it's not that hard.
All you really need is a small enough diameter cookie cutter to reasonably make a donut out of a canned biscuit, and then you just need something to deep fry them in. So if you can fry chicken, you can make donuts out of canned biscuits with a cookie cutter. Because you take the biscuits out of the can, you take the cookie cutter and cut out the hole, put the donut in the grease, fry it. When it's cooked to however you like your donuts, roll it around in whatever you want to cover your donuts with. I mean, it's brown sugar, cinnamon, white sugar, and cinnamon. You can glaze them if you want to get really fancy and make a glaze. You can do whatever you want. They're not going to be exactly like a store-bought donut.
Right.
But
it sounds more.
If you have a craving for a donut and it's like 2 in the morning and you got a can of biscuits in the fridge, you can make yourself some donuts.
It also sounds more like the iconic beignets in New Orleans.
Kind of,
like, because it feels like maybe they'll be crispier on the outside.
It depends on how long you cook it, how hot you cook it.
All the different things.
Oh, yeah.
All those different things. It's not only National Donut Day, but it's also National VCR Day. I thought, we're just going back in time today. I just love that. I bet everybody listening to Good Things had a VCR. If you didn't, you are the exception to the rule, which is fine. It's okay if you didn't have one. But I feel like they got so popular.
Or you're under the age of 20.
Or you're under the age of 20. Oh, and then I'd thank you for listening to Good Things Next Generation. Ah, yeah, you're right. Okay.
Because that's about the time they finally fizzled out.
Now, my daughter has not owned a VCR, but she has watched things off of a VCR because my parents still have one in some of our classic movies.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess, but still, I think, yes, if you were born 80 or over, 80s or over, you owned a VCR, at least grew up with a VCR in your house. And I would still say, even if you're 20 and under, your grandparents probably still have one somewhere because they haven't yet transferred all of their precious home movies over to another digital format, and they're hanging on to them desperately. I found some fun facts, though, about VHS tapes, which you had to have to, play your VCR.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that they were invented in the 70s in Japan. Did you?
Yeah.
They were invented in Japan.
Was it RCA that was big in that? I want to say it was RCA.
Oh, with the dog and the little thing. Yeah, probably so. And the first movie released on VHS was The Young Teacher. It was a South Korean drama about a teacher who organizes a volleyball game at her school to boost self-confidence and school spirits in her students. I would have failed that question over and over again. Even if you would have asked me the title of it, if you just said, what is the first kind of movie on a VHS?
Yeah, Korean school drama would not have been the first thing I thought of.
No, but I'll always remember this fun fact. The first DVD ever sold by Netflix when they first came out, you should know this one by now, I've shared it here on Good Things Rhino, was what movie?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you listen?
Sometimes.
You're here? Oh, you are my work husband. Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah.
Beetlejuice was the very first DVD that was ordered through Netflix's original format, which was online ordering of DVDs.
Mail order rentals.
I figured there was a better way of saying it. The best-selling movie sold on VHS, if you took a wild guess, I'll give you the year. It was in 95.
95?
Now, I don't know if this is all-time best-selling.
It'd probably be, because that was towards the end of the VHS cycle.
But it just says the best-selling movie sold, and it's family-friendly, but geared towards children.
In 95.
Kanye West's kid just did it a disservice.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about on that one.
Oh, dang. Okay. Somebody did. Somebody got it.
I'm just going to shot in the dark. The Lion King.
Yes! You knew.
No, that was the only thing I could think of from that year that was family friendly that would have been a big deal.
I'm so proud of you. We really need to go play The Wall together or something. 32 million copies were sold of The Lion King, generating $520 million in revenue. And I bet some of us probably still have that VHS lying around. And go back to Kanye West, his daughter North sang she was Baby Simba. I know that's a he, but she played Baby Simba in some celebrity play or something. And anyhow, you're going to listen for yourself. I'm not going to make fun of a kid's ability to get up on stage and sing, but there you go.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. So that's how that was tied to that. The VH tape is 1,410 feet long. Did not know that. How many hours do you think of playtime is on that 1,410 feet of a VHS?
Less than two. Right? No, because if you did the slow play, you could get, 6 hours on a VHS?
Close. 4 to 5.
Yeah.
Yep. Movies like Gone with the Wind, The Godfather, and The Titanic were traditionally sold on two separate cassettes because of their length.
And Gettysburg.
And Gettysburg.
Because it's long, too.
Mm-hmm. The last movie on VHS was not The Lion King, completely
Shrek
different.
2.
Not family friendly.
Really?
No.
Showgirls.
That's what did her career in. She was the last.
Just the least family friendly movie I could think of.
I've never seen this movie, probably why. A History of Violence, which was a thrilling film about a family man in a small town who is forced to protect his friends through an act of violence, rocking his family life to the core, causing people to question his past and why they're still buying VHSs. So that was the death of VHSs, was A History of Violence. So, but it was nominated for 2 Oscars and 2 Golden Globes. So, you know, there you go. The world's... Oh, this is sad. The world's last VCR was made in June of 2016. So, I mean, but
that's
that,
why if you try to find one now to purchase, you are going to pay through the nose for one in good condition. Like, if you find one new in box, you're going to pay more for that than you probably would pay for a brand new in-box gaming console.
Doc in Gillsburg said, remember when you could rent a VCR from Blockbuster? I never did that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
Even rent the video game systems, because that was
now
the
that
only
I
way
could understand.
I ever got to play Super Nintendo was to rent it or go over to a friend's house that had it, because we had the regular Nintendo and we had a Sega Genesis. We didn't have a Super Nintendo. So all those Super Nintendo-only games from our childhood, the only time I ever got to play those was the rare occasion we would get to rent a Super Nintendo from Blockbuster.
So the last one was made in 2016. Japan's something electric was the last company that produced these devices. In 2015, the company, they said only, sold only, and I get it. Probably at its height it was more, but they still sold 750,000 units compared to their peak, which was 15 million units sold. I get it, but like that still feels like a lot that many people would be looking for a new VCR in that way.
Well, that's how much the manufacturer sold. That's probably not how many retailed. That was sold to retailers to try to then resell, and the retailers just quit buying them at that point because they already had enough.
In 1975, a VCR went for $1,400, which today would be about $6,200 when it first came out.
That's how rentals started, because people weren't going to fork over $75 in 80s money for a movie. Mm-mm. But you could rent it for a couple bucks.
But it is Friday on Good Things, so we're going to talk more movies with Tanya coming up next.
Yes. Becca Turner.
She looks healthy and sane.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner continues on Super Talk Mississippi.
Thinking Godzilla, but I got it right! Is it still doing good at the box office?
No, but it just came to Netflix last weekend, and if you haven't watched it, you gotta watch it.
Okay. So which one? That's right, you told me that. Which one is it?
Godzilla Minus One.
Minus One. So it was worth all the hype that it got?
I watched it 3 times.
Okay.
Ooh.
So that is a raving review.
Yeah, that says a lot.
That does say a lot, because Tanya was like, wait, no, I don't think it's still out. So it's not still out, but it did well.
Yeah, the only thing I could think of was maybe Furiosa.
No, but okay. Well, that's a nod to that. So if you're staying in this weekend, Ryan has already given you your recommendation. But Tanya, you got 2 weeks to catch up on. So if we want to get to the movies, what we got there?
Yeah, there's so much. Well, this weekend we've got 2 big new releases. The first one is Bad Boys Ride or Die. Mm-hmm. So if you like that franchise, this one's more of the same. It's the 4th in the series. The last time we saw Will Smith and Martin Lawrence playing their cop characters was 2020, and it just seems like that was so long ago, and it was released in January, so everybody went to the theater to see it with no clue what was coming. And it wound up being like the number four movie of that year and like the third biggest January release in history. So it was a big movie. And the intention was to do this sequel that's out this weekend, but it got halted by several things, the pandemic, the slap.
I was wondering how she was going to say that.
And then the writer's strike. But here we are. It's back. And so we see Will Smith and Martin Lawrence paired up again. And this time, they are being framed as being the bad guys. And so they've got to figure out who the real bad guys are and clear their names all in the same process. But yeah, this is definitely one, if you like the first three, you're going to like this one. It's just more of the same. So, and it is rated R.
Do you think it will project? I think I read or saw something where they're hoping for $75 million for open weekend.
Yeah, and I think it's going to happen because they had, you know, they started some viewings yesterday and the sales are very strong. So I feel like, you know,
I think people are wanting just a funny, like, I think they'll go for the comic relief.
Yeah, and these, I mean, and that's exactly what these are. And it's hard to believe, but back when this movie franchise first started, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence were just big TV stars. Mm-hmm. They weren't really established movie stars like they are today. So it's just weird to know, you know, how far back it goes, over 20 years. Anyway, and I'm just really curious to see. I feel like, in general, the public has forgiven Will Smith.
I think they all just want to move on.
Yeah, I mean, he's apologized. He got his punishment. And so here we are. But he's done the circuit. They've done pretty much every interview I've seen, they're together. And so I don't know if that's on purpose. I mean, of course, it's a buddy movie, so it makes sense for them to promote it together. But I also wonder if that's to protect him
from getting asked.
Yeah.
Questions you don't want to get asked.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you're not into that, what else is this again?
Well, there's a new... speaking of Netflix, you can watch the Godzilla movie, but also Hitman is out.
Right.
This is one that it stars Glenn Powell.
Who's having a heck of a year.
I was about to say, I mean, okay, so it's like I really had never heard of him until I saw Maverick. And since, I mean, that's been almost 2 years ago or right at 2 years ago. And he, right after that, he had Devotion, which was a huge movie for all of the war people that love those kind of movies. And then now you've got Hitman. Anyone But You was a big surprise hit. And then he had the documentary, The Blue Angels, and it's out. It was released in theaters for Memorial Day, but it's on Amazon Prime now, so that's something else you could check out. And then, a little bit later this year, he's got Twisters coming out, which is sort of a sequel to the first Twister. So, he's having a heck of a year.
Mm-hmm. And he's so cute.
And he's such a good actor. He's so versatile. But this movie, I saw it earlier today. It came out today. And it's... I don't think it's as good as Anyone But You, but it's got a very interesting premise with some twists and turns. But he's a college professor who moonlights with the New Orleans Police Department, doing things like behind the scenes, like sitting in trucks, getting recordings, that kind of thing, you know, undercover work. And this guy messes up on the force, and they need a quick pretend hitman, and he gets called up to do that, and surprisingly he's very, very good at it. And so he does that, and in the process, one of the people that he's trying to catch setting up a hit, he falls in love with.
Of course.
So it's, you know, just all the twists and turns that come with something like that. But the funny thing is he's got kind of a nerd lifestyle and no excitement, and you see a scene with him and his ex-wife, and that's why they broke up, because he has no passion for anything. but he finds his passion in this hitman job. And he takes it so far as to wear disguises and all that. It's cute.
Someone reminded us Glenn Powell was also in Hidden Figures. Mailman Clayton.
Oh, yes. He sure was. Yeah, so he had a lot of small roles before everybody knew his name after Maverick. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, he was, like, in a couple of TV series, too. But, yeah, so if you're on the Glenn Powell Family. Train, mm-hmm. that's a good one to check out this weekend. And then there's another one, and I forgot my paper, but it's, I think it's called The Watchers, ugh. Or Watchers, with yeah. M. Night Shyamalan, who we know as the master of The Surprise. His daughter is now gotten involved, and she's about 24, 25, and she has written and directed this movie. He's a producer, but it's Dakota Fanning, who is a great actress, and she gets stranded in the middle of the woods in Ireland and comes upon, so you know, finds shelter with three other people who are being watched Mm-mm. by Mm-mm. some something. Some.
I'm never going back in nature.
I know, but why do all these movies have to be in the middle of the woods?
That's what I'm thinking. Stop ruining nature for me.
I would like to
not
say,
that I go in the middle of the night anyway.
I don't want it to happen, but wouldn't it be interesting if just once these movies were set like in an office environment or at a radio station?
It might not come to work either. Yeah.
So anyway, also on the subject of the Blue Angels being on Prime, another great documentary. I mentioned it briefly 2 weeks ago, but I finally got to watch it. The Jim Henson, The okay. Idea Man, directed by Ron Howard, is out on Apple Plus, and it is so good. It didn't really focus a whole lot on him being from Mississippi. It mentioned that, and that's pretty much it. And just maybe a little bit about his upbringing in Mississippi cultivated his creativity. But it was really, really a cool story. And I did not realize how young he was when he died. Because he died.
How
like,
old was he?
He was 53.
Oh, wow.
And I want to say he died in 1990. And I was a lot younger back then. And I remember when he died thinking, oh, yeah, he's so old. But he wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
And, you know, so sad. And then Garfield movie actually edged out Furioso for the number one spot last week. So you still have that one or those two movies. And Furiosa almost tied, but If was number three. And then you've still got Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. The Fall Guy is still out there. So still a lot of good things to mm-hmm. go see. But the big movie that we'll be talking about next week coming out is Inside Out 2.
Where have I been? I hadn't seen Inside Out, which my daughter, Neely, was like, what? I guess I watch it a lot, like daycare school, because yeah. it's, you know, real cute or whatever. And I have other friends who were like, it's a great movie. I was like, where was I? How did I miss that?
That happens. You know, sometimes you just miss something for some reason. And
I wonder if they will play it, like stream it Netflix or something like that leading
up
to.
I bet they will. I'm pretty sure it's probably on Disney Plus because they tend to carry anything Disney Pixar.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
So I'll have to check there. And I'm going to watch it again, too. I've actually seen it multiple times just because it was one of my favorites. And, you know, the first one is about emotions, and this one is more of the same, but they're going to add some new emotions to the mix.
Anger and anxiety.
Yeah, anxiety.
My daughter was like, we should go watch that. Yeah. All righty. Thank you, Tanya. You guys stick with this. We got an update from Miss Mississippi coming up next.
Hey, this is Bob.
Rebecca Turner.
She's smart and pretty.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner continues on Super Talk Mississippi.
Good Things, streaming live over at supertalk.fm. We're also streaming from that Supertalk Mississippi app. We hope you have downloaded that. Of course, you can always find us too on your local Supertalk Mississippi radio station. But don't forget to watch us. We are on your computer, your mobile device. Just head on over to Supertalk TV. And as you've been hearing across the week, the Miss Mississippi pageant is happening right now in Vicksburg. Man, they're gearing up for the big night, which is coming up tomorrow, where the winner will be crowned on Saturday night. And if you've been listening to Gallo Middays or us here at Good Things, you've been hearing all the updates throughout the competition. Our coverage is brought to you by Covington County Hospital, where your health care matters. That's CovingtonCountyHospital.com for more information. Now we get to talk to Campbell. He's the producer of the Miss Mississippi pageant. And I bet, Aunt Miss Amy Campbell, and I bet you are spinning around like crazy right now, but it's super busy for you, Amy.
Yes, it's definitely busy, but we're glad to be giving you updates, and we're glad to be here.
So what's it like, literally behind the scenes, Amy? So you're the one producing this. You're the one getting ready for the big night tomorrow night, but also it's been streaming all week, the prelims, and everybody's had a chance to see that. So what is it like behind the scenes? Is it just organized chaos?
It is definitely organized chaos, and I am a co-producer this year with Ashley Thompson, and Ashley competed in Miss Mississippi for several years, so we are all, you know, following her expertise in this area. I have volunteered since 2016 with the pageant, so it's definitely not my first time backstage, but it is always organized chaos. This year has been fun. It has been, the theme is Dance the Night Away, so we've had a lot. The Bell program is a huge program for girls ages 7 to 10. And we have, every day, we have 120 bells. We have roughly 40 magnolias through the Magnolia program. That is our 11 and 12-year-olds. And then we have 39 contestants who are competing for Miss Mississippi throughout this week, starting Wednesday night and ending tomorrow night. So it is definitely controlled chaos. We have a schedule, but every day we are doing rehearsals with our lighting crew, with our production crew, to make sure that our television feed and the things coming from the TV truck are in order, and our lighting and sound. And every night is a little bit different, so it has to change every day. So that's what we're doing today, is rehearsals. And we have a lot of moving parts. We have the bells, the magnolias, the contestants, and then we have entertainers. We're happy to welcome back Cheryl Pruitt from Miss America, and our former Miss America from 1980. And we have Christine Kozlowski, and she is a former Miss Mississippi 2008. And we have some singers. Elijah Middleton and Chandler Wells are our entertainers, and they're doing a great job. It's a really fun show. It's a lot of high energy. The music is songs that everybody loves. It's Motown and 70s disco, 80s vibe music. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful show. So we're excited about tomorrow night. But during the daytime, we're really just kind of running around with all of our moving parts and all of our pieces, putting it together for tonight. So.
Well, Amy, I know y'all have got tonight, which is, I think, another prelim, and then obviously tomorrow's the big show. Encouraging folks to come out to Vicksburg if you can make it and see it live. There's nothing like it. But if you're going to watch it at home, when does everything kick off? Like, give us the details of how we make sure we don't miss the crowning of the 2024-2025 Miss Mississippi.
Yes, ma'am. So you can live stream. That's one option. The MissMissLive.com. That's MissMiss. Live.com. You can stream preliminary competitions. And then tomorrow night, you can also utilize that same live stream, or you can watch statewide on your local channels starting at 8 p.m. And we will have a winner. We will have a winner tomorrow night. So we're excited.
We're excited, and it's always a fun time there. But I will say this, if you've watched and you streamed, Amy, and also tell Ashley, it looks cool, calm, and collected on the stage. It doesn't look like any chaos is happening behind the stage. You girls have definitely got it down to a science, and so, you know, but that's usually like it is. It's like a duck, right? Calm on the top, but then really, you know, paddling and busy on the bottom, and that's the way that it's...
Very busy on the bottom, and for sure, and... But it's fun. The little girls, the youngest girls, the 7 to 10 year olds, it's almost like a summer camp for them every day. And so we just got finished. They had a twin day today where they dressed up like their contestant, and we had a little parade across the stage where they got to stand up there with their contestant all dressed in their twin outfits. So that's fun things that we're doing every day on top of rehearsals. So it is chaos, but we try to make it fun chaos for everybody that's here.
Well, I appreciate your time. We will all be anticipating who gets crowned tomorrow. I know Vivian joined us yesterday, and she's got a wonderful farewell prepared, which I think folks should tune into. She's been a wonderful representation for Miss Mississippi. I know whoever else will get crowned will do the same thing, Amy. But best of luck to you and Ashley. Can I say break a leg since you're opening the curtain?
Absolutely. We need all the luck we can get. We appreciate it.
All righty. I appreciate your time. All right, you guys stick with us. We got more for you up next. You got Sports Talk Mississippi from 3 to 6. They're coming from you live from the Delta Soul golf tournament there in Greenville. But Rhino and I will meet you back here tomorrow at 2. But until then, I hope you all find time for the good things.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.